Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing?
Well, I'm good, but I got to tell you that, you know, Alberta's feeling it, right? We talk to Alberta clients all the time, and this is sort of the Alberta experience in the last several years is it's been tough. People are feeling this.
Do you know we're actually growing our economy?
Yeah.
Do you know that we actually have expansion in this province?
I know.
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't.
So I think what the statistics state is not what we feel in our housing prices, right, in our pocketbooks.
Wages.
Everything.
Right. Job loss still happening.
Except
absolutely.
If you go to the mall or to a restaurant in this city.
They seem to be full.
They seem to be full. I can't find parking at Chinook, so I got to talk to them about that. Restaurants are busy.
Yes.
So there's some parts of the economy that I think are showing economic activity that would not give me the idea to believe we're in a recession.
Right.
But then there's other parts, and I'm looking out my window on Friday out of my office, and I see a whole bunch of empty office spaces in other buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feels like a recession.
Well, so, we're going to ask Joe Cece about that today, so you want to stick around for that. What are the plans to get this experience that we're having turned around positive and get that Alberta advantage going again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Alternative asset classes, we talk about five pillars all the time, and one of them is an alternative trading strategy. And institutional investors often, Faisal, are doing something very different than what you and I, you know, we call retail investors, are doing in their portfolios. And they're using some different kinds of strategies to try to control risk, right? We've had lots of volatility. People are sensitive to that. How do you control it?
Yep.
And how do you still get returns? How do you give yourself a high probability of still generating the rates of returns we need given, you know, whatever economic environment we're in. And we're going to talk to Tim Elliott a little bit about that alternative asset class and help from an educational perspective understand that there are things that go beyond just stocks, bonds, and traditional
correct
cash.
Here's something that people are talking about, at least to me this week, Dave, was security of income.
Yep.
And I met with a couple that were looking for a second opinion, and they are 100% invested in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the place to be in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they've made some good money.
How'd they feel last quarter, last year?
Well, not very good. That's why they wanted a second opinion.
Okay.
But I said to them, your portfolio of the last 5 years has done pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've done well. What's
the
catalyst for change?
Yeah.
Was it just one bad quarter? And they said, no, we're concerned about, are we going to get the cash flow, the income that we need in our retirement?
Right.
And the conversation went from all we need is a 6% rate of return,
mm-hmm,
to how are we going to get that 6% rate of return? Like within minutes of the conversation, it went from this is what I need. And literally what they did is they took $2 million,
mm-hmm,
times 6%, mm-hmm, is $120,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just get me 6%,
mm-hmm,
we've won. We're good.
Okay.
In theory,
okay,
he's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say in theory is because we know that there is no 6% Government of Canada bond indexed to inflation that will give them the cash flow they need to retire securely.
Right. So what's the problem? I mean, we talk about this in the seminar, and we can't do it justice in this time, but the time we have. But there's a very specific problem that a client has with respect to volatility when they start drawing on their portfolio.
Yeah, in this case, they realize 6% is not guaranteed.
Right. It's not an absolute rate of return every single year.
Correct. And when you don't have that guarantee, increase the anxiety, increase the uncertainty, and what do you do in that situation? And that's where we start talking about our buckets.
Well, let me just plant the seed. So
sure.
People listening, okay, here's the problem. I just want you to think about in a year where, if you're all stock exposed and your stocks fall, I'm not talking 5%, but let's say they have a big tumble, 10, 15, 20%, not even like the 2008, and you have to withdraw from that portfolio when it's beaten up and down. Okay? Mathematically, just close your eyes and picture that. You've dug a hole and you got to dig into that deep hole and you got to dig some more out. Mathematically, there's some very serious implications of that over the period of retirement.
And that's what I think people don't realize, is that if a portfolio does fall 10 or 15%, which is normal,
mm-hmm,
in a stock market, that's normal, and you draw your 6% out,
mm-hmm,
you may not see the impact in the first 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where you'll see the impact is in the next 10 years or the 10 years after that.
It's the compounding effect. That's,
yeah,
right.
It's the lack of growth. And
right,
literally, you can lose years of money off your plate by taking an aggressive stance. So the immediate rebuttal on that argument was, well, why don't we just go find a whole bunch of stocks that give us 6% dividend and we've won.
Yeah, by dividend paying.
Okay, well, or preferred shares or whatever it may be, right? Something that pays. Yeah. You still have volatility within the portfolio. So,
and you still have the potential for dividend tax or for dividend cuts, right?
So let's assume that there are no dividend cuts. Okay. Let's just assume that.
Okay,
that's a big assumption.
Right.
At 6%
right.
in today's market.
Right.
Big assumption.
Right, big assumption.
Second assumption is you'll only need 6% of your portfolio every single year. You'll never need more.
Right.
You'll never need more. That kind of mindset limits you on what you can and cannot do.
Right.
So I'm curious with those who are talking about these dividend paying strategies, when you need income and it's above the dividend rate, what do you do?
Right.
I would love for other people in our industry to come contact us and say, this is what we do. Because I don't get it. I don't understand the math when I look at it forwards and backwards.
Right.
I don't understand how long that money can last if you dip over that 6% in our example.
Right.
The part of that of why we built this asset dedication strategy we call the four buckets is very important, because now you can start to see what's paying you cash flow and what you're invested in and what's designed to grow to replenish that cash flow every 10 years.
Can I use, so yeah, the math, you're right on the money. We're trying to deal with a math problem, but there's a human experience that people have here too.
Okay, before you just hold that thought, it's, I wish we were on video right now so people can see how you've got literally three or four things going through your head at the exact same time.
My eyes are going back and forth.
And you're at the edge of your seat and you're ready to slap me to say shut up because I want to tell you my point. Okay, so just go ahead. Say your point. I just wanted to get that out because it's hilarious. I got to take pictures of you doing this.
All right. So I'm going to use a really a real example, right? And I'm going to use a non-dividend cut. And I want people to envision this, okay? If you had invested in, just say, the Canadian banks in general at the peak of the market in 07, let's call it June or so, and you rode through that 2008-2009 experience, never once was your dividend cut, right? Never once was your dividend cut. But you would have seen that $2 million portfolio cut to about $1 million. You'd have been down 50% at the worst. And the question is, as a human experience, can you go through that period, not panic, not make the wrong decisions? Most people can't. The reality is, most people can't. We've experienced that just in December alone. You know, people starting, well, how many calls do we get? Not just from clients, but from other people. They're panicking through this period. So it's a human experience, and structure becomes really important to insulate people from doing crazy stuff.
It's funny because I had a conversation with one of our clients who wants, you know, a better return. Who doesn't, of course? And so he says to me, I'm willing to take on a bit more into the equity market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's increase it by an additional 10%.
Okay.
Sure, let's go with your thesis here. So we start talking about that, and he goes, I have a concern because my portfolio in December fell 3%.
Right.
You have a concern about 3% in 1 month, yet you want to increase stocks in your portfolio.
Right.
You have to be ready for 20% swings.
Well,
that's normal.
In December alone, there were double-digit downward swings in equity markets worldwide.
So you know I have no life, so I start to read up on this kind of stuff. Yeah. So I started reading. Did you know that it's that during the 2007-08 rollover of the markets and the crash that we went through, 90% of the time on the U.S. market, there was greater than 1% swings up or down? Did you know last year alone, only 44% of the time, did we have swings in the market of greater than 1%?
Right.
Or lower than 1%?
I didn't know that.
It was way less volatile than 2007, 2008.
Right.
And it was way less volatile than the average, which is above 57% of the time. Above 57% of the time, you should be expecting your U.S. stock market to either grow or fall by greater than 1%.
Wow.
That's normal volatility.
Right.
We've been in abnormal volatile times. And when volatility hit in December, I can't take it, but I want more stocks so I can get a better return.
Well, people only want more stocks when it's going up.
And I keep on saying this, Dave, in the absence of risk,
right,
return is the only thing you focus on.
Right.
Let's bring back the risk conversation and let's start thinking that you can have a simple solution to get your income, which is just go buy dividend paying stocks, right, or just buy, you know, high yield bonds, or just buy one thing and you've got it. That's not the case. It doesn't work in all market conditions. You need to make sure that you're protected for every market scenario. Yeah. And how do you do that?
Yeah.
That's where the buckets come into play.
Well, and we're going to talk about that particular point. Structure becomes absolutely critical here. We're going to go and, you know, if I caught your interest at all, or we caught your interest at all about that notion of, you know, depleting, having to withdraw from a depleted portfolio and the impact, we're going to talk about that, the impacts and how to protect yourself from it at the upcoming seminar.
Yeah, unfortunately, our January session is booked. We are now booking for in the South End at Oak Ridge on February 19th and in the North End at Crowfoot in March. You can go to our website at morethanmoneyradio.com to see more information, or you can give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400.
All right, stick around after the break. If you've been concerned about volatility in your portfolio, there are things you can do to help dampen that, minimize that volatility in dealing with alternative strategies. We're going to educate you about that on the next segment. Stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.